Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, I have this young guy on the phone, and he wants to ask me a question. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, sir. My name is Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
Hi, Mr. Henry. I really like your program, and I wanted to talk to you about an idea that I had.
That maybe I can help you with, huh?
Yes, sir.
Because that's what Chris was telling me. What is it?
I'm a little bit nervous talking to you.
That's okay.
I believe that Playboy magazine has gotten more boring. I don't think it's as good as it used to be, and I don't think it's as good as it could be. More and more men are watching hardcore. More and more guys are reading High Society and Hustler and magazines like that. I think Playboy really needs help, and the pictures are, I think, boring.
The pictures are boring?
Well, no, I mean, they're not boring. I mean, they're really beautiful women, but it's the same thing over and over and over again. And I wanted to see if you could help me promote an idea to Hugh Hefner. I mean,
well, I don't know Hugh Hefner.
But I mean, with your contacts at your radio show.
I don't know Hugh Hefner. I mean, if it's a good enough idea, I guess I suppose I could sooner or later get him to return a phone call. What do you need? What is the idea?
Well, I'm very excited about this idea. I am the first one to think of it. And I did copyright this. I mailed myself a letter yesterday. I should be getting it today. Well, I didn't get it today, so I guess the mail is slow, but I...
What do you mean you mailed yourself a letter?
To copyright it.
You've copywritten this idea?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, what is that?
I want to be the first person to... I want to be the very first man to pose nude in Playboy magazine.
And you want to be the first man to pose nude?
Yeah, and I want to be the man who's in every picture.
You want to be in every nude picture of women in Playboy magazine?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
Why? What? Why would I want to? Why would I want to buy a magazine like that?
Okay, here's my thinking. The women in Playboy magazine are very hot looking. I am a very good looking guy. I'm very well built, and I'm very well, you know. I mean, I don't want to say.
Okay, you're built and you got it all going on.
Yes, sir. And a lot of guys would not know what to do if they were nude with a really hot chick. Like, take any chick in Playboy magazine, okay?
All right.
I mean, they are so hot. They've got large breasts and fantastic, beautiful faces, everything. Most guys would be up and out, what I call up and out, meaning they get nude up out.
What is up and out? Is that like premature?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Okay, so most guys are so nervous being around a beautiful woman. What has this got to do with you being nude in Playboy?
I could be the model who stands there admiring the nude woman.
And now let me get, you're naked too.
Yes, sir, I am.
And so you're the male model in the picture of the nude woman and you're admiring her?
I would be admiring her. And I'd also, in certain shots, be showing the guys where to go and what to do. Like, my hands would be poised over the breasts, and for a lot of the magazine, like the ass shot, like a basic ass shot, I would be behind her, just staring at her ass or whatever. And for the basic, for the basic rack shot, I would be like,
okay, let's get something clear here. You know, when you use words like the rack shot and the ass shot, this is something that, well, I guess we're not talking about women here. I mean, we're not talking to women.
No, this is strictly for men. This is strictly for men who are too nervous around hot chicks and don't know how to act. This is for guys that have never been nude before with a really good-looking woman. They've been nude with, like, their wives or whatever. But
well, what? Maybe they don't. Maybe they think their wives are hot.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
maybe they think their wives are hot. I have a wife that's hot.
Your wife's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Henry, I have probably the largest collection of Playboys on the West Coast. I have 6,000. I got around 6,200 Playboys. I dare you to take any one of my Playboys and fold out or the Miss April or whatever. I dare you that your wife's not as hot.
My wife I love and I think is gorgeous, okay? You ever heard of looking through the eyes of love?
Yeah, okay, man. I guess what I'm saying is...
Yeah, okay, man. Look,
I didn't call to insult you or anything.
What is the point? Is this for single guys?
This is for any guy who prematurely can't get it done with a hot chick. If I'm nude in Playboy and they see me, checking her out in the right way to check out a hot chick. Okay? I mean, you talk about looking through the eyes of love. I'm talking about looking through the eye of Mr. Happy, okay? And these are two distinct, different...
Look, pal, you know, your jokes are very funny.
I'm not joking. No, it's not. It's not. What I'm saying is...
Look, what you're saying and what I'm hearing you say is this. You want to be the first guy to pose nude in Playboy. You would be in the picture. Is this with every naked woman in the magazine?
Every nude shot, yeah.
And you're really hot looking.
Mr. Henry, not only am I really hot looking, and I don't mean to be egotistical nor nothing, but not only am I hot looking, I've been with, and I'm saying this to the men that are listening to your audience, right, that are listening to your show right now in the audience that they're in. And I'm saying I've been with a lot of really hot-looking babes. Probably there's no guy listening to your show right now what has been with as many hot babes what I has been with. And what I'm saying is if they put me in Playboy and I was the nude guy along with the nude chicks, I would show guys what to do.
All right, let's take a picture, for instance. You'd show guys what to do.
I just want to teach guys. By the way, I am with sassy ladies, how to maintain. Most guys don't know how to maintain with a sassy lady.
All right, let's say most guys don't know how to maintain with a sexy lady. Let me give our phone number out here, Chris, okay, because I want to get my audience involved.
I'm sorry?
Let me give our phone number out because I want to get our audience involved.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We'll get back to you here in a second. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You want to be a nude guy in Playboy. Now, guys can get porn movies and watch how other guys are with hot-looking women, right?
Yeah, but that's... Playboy magazine is the classiest, sexiest magazine. It is not... I mean, it's not Mud Turtle production starring Miss Bush Pig. This is a classy, classy magazine with the most beautiful, gorgeous women on the earth. And what I'm proposing is... I'm nude, okay, with every nude woman that they will have in the magazine from now...
From now until when?
I signed a contract.
You'd sign a contract?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a picture of a woman laying... This is a picture that I've seen in Playboy many times, okay, Chris?
Yes, sir.
She's laying on her back, she's staring at me, and she has her pearls in her teeth. Okay, she's got the large breasts... She's laying on her back.
Okay.
All right, so where would you be in that picture?
Okay, I'd be nude.
All right, you're nude, I know. And what are you doing?
I'm leaning over. I'm not blocking anything, but I've got my hands.
Hello?
Bye.
Yes, sir.
I'm not blocking anything, but I've got my hands approaching her breasts. My hands are open. My fingers are... I'm making the shape of large orbs with my hands.
Like you're moving toward her breasts.
Like my hands are moving toward, yeah.
All right. Let's take another picture that I've seen in Playboy.
Okay.
She's on her knees, turning around, looking back at us, and she's nude.
Okay, that's the ass shot.
Okay, we know what that is, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay, just... What would you be doing?
I would be off to the side, just staring, just looking down at her butt. And I'd be smiling.
All right. Let me go to a phone call. Nancy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Chris,
ma'am.
This Chris is a moron.
Why?
He's a total moron.
I'm not. I'm proposing an idea that it's a very different idea, that's all.
What makes you think that any man needs to look at you looking at some woman to show them what to do?
Because, Nancy, I've been around men, I know men. Most men, when they are around a really hot chick, like, they're up and out, man. They spoo and then they...
Okay, man, I please don't say that, all right?
I'm sorry, but they just premature. And I'm trying to teach guys how to be with a hot chick.
Well, the first thing you need to do is learn how to speak English. I can't imagine too many hot chicks, unless they're bimbos, being with you, because you sound like a moron.
Well, hello, bimbo, you hit the word. Well, you think those chicks in Playboy are air traffic controllers?
Well, and I mean, can't even imagine any man wanting to look at you with another woman.
I'm teaching men how your hands should approach large. Most guys have never been with a woman who has a large chest. And your hands have got to splay out. Okay, I mean, you can laugh if you want to.
My hands have got to do what?
If you're
splay out.
You've got to stretch your... Okay, let me ask you this. Are you married?
Yep.
Okay, I have good staying power as a lover.
Yeah, so does my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, try 15 to 20 minutes.
I'd laugh at him if he only lasted 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, right. Most guys...
The guy's a moron. I can't believe you got him on.
Yeah, you know what? She's laughing at you, Chris, because you said...
No, she's laughing at me, man, because she's a woman and she doesn't understand that men need to learn this stuff.
Yeah, but they're not going to learn
it
by looking at you.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure? I'm a moron, okay?
I can't imagine any man wanting to look at another man in Playboy.
Idea that is ever, to have a nude guy. Playboy has never had a nude guy.
Playboy doesn't have
because
nude guys.
Because nobody wants a nude guy in
the
Playboy.
The
guys that buy Playboy want to know how to get with a hot chick. And I'm teaching them how. Hey, you know something, Nancy? When you leave Bush Pig Journal and you...
Okay, you don't need to insult her, all right?
Yeah.
Well, you know...
Well,
I got
actually, he's insulting me already by even listening to him. And I love the... I mailed myself a letter. This guy's a genius.
That's what you're supposed...
Oh, my God.
You know something? You'll never, ever not never be invited to the Playboy Playhouse. Never.
I'll never not never be
What's
invited.
The Playboy Playhouse?
Never not be...
It's the place where Mr. Hefner lives.
That's the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know all about it? I got 20 minutes with a hot chick. You're probably so nasty, it'd take me longer to get around.
Read it and weep.
Hold on for a minute, will you? You're getting everybody upset, pissing people off. I'm talking here with Chris, and he wants to be the very first nude man in Playboy magazine. In other words, Playboy has never had a nude man. And Chris, I was going to ask you the question, but you were talking to the lady. What makes you think that a guy wants to buy Playboy and look at you nude in it?
I'm teaching guys how to...
What are you doing, man? What are you teaching them? You're sitting on a bed...
All right, you were talking about the ass shot.
Will you please...
All right, I mean, you were talking about when the girl's looking over her shoulder.
The picture of the girl who's nude looking over her shoulder, yeah.
That's basically what they... That's a basic ass shot. That's like... there's probably, in any given issue of Playboy, probably a couple of those. I would be sitting on the bed, not so I'm blocking the ass, though. You got to make sure... The number one thing you have to make sure is that the guys can see the ass. And
no kidding. Really?
Yeah, I wanted to point that out. And
I'm glad. I hope that you can give the photographer some tips. Because otherwise, he may just be taking a picture of you.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah, man, I'm kidding you. Of course we know that that's what we got to see. Then what are you doing?
I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, and I'm staring. My hands are approaching her ass.
Yeah?
Almost like a magician. His hands would... I would also use my eyebrows a lot.
How do you do that?
Just going up and down.
1-800-449-8686. This has got to be a first. This guy wants to be the first nude man in Playboy, and he wants to be photographed with the models. And the question is why? And he says because he's got a lot he can teach guys by showing them where your hands should go. And what you ought to be looking at when you're with a hot chick. Otherwise, most of you guys, myself included, because he insulted my wife. Don't think that I didn't notice that when he insulted my wife. Most guys wouldn't know how to be with a really, really hot chick like the ones in Playboy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Chris Norton. He's a young man who has gotten the idea that he wants to be the very first nude man to appear in Playboy. He wants to be naked with the models. And you want to be naked with the models because you want to show regular guys who couldn't possibly get with a hot chick what you got to do to be with a hot chick.
Well, that's right. Missouri, there's a phrase that kind of goes that, you know, oh, my nads just hit the crossbar. I don't know if you know that.
My nads just hit the crossbar. What does that mean?
That's the look that guys get on their face when they see these foxy ladies. They go, oh, you know, like, whoa, and they blow it. They blow it. You know, you get around a very hot chick and you blow it. Your jaw hits it. And what you need to do is just have this kind of disinterested look. There's a great shot that I want to send to Playboy. It was with me and my girlfriend where she's stripping. Okay, she's taking her underwear off.
Yeah.
And she's taking her underwear off. And I have a can of beer. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. See, that's the other thing that you got to do. You got to
wait a minute. She's taking her clothes off. You got a can of beer.
Yeah, I got a ball game on, and you know, and she's saying, she's looking at me like, you know, let's do it, let's do it. I'm like, can I finish my beer first? Jesus. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, man, and nobody wants to believe me.
All right, well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Here's Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Oh, Chris, now, come on now. What are you really putting out here, buddy?
I'm talking about play. Why?
Well, I mean, listen, you're starting off here. First of all, where do you think
what makes you think...
When you're talking foxy chicks or foxy ladies, hot chicks?
Right.
Where are you starting with this? I mean...
I'm talking Playboy magazine, man.
I don't care where they are, Chris. How
Ever
do you refer
it?
To people? I mean, you know.
Refer to people? Dude, I'm very good looking. I've been with probably several women.
Chris, you keep talking about your looks, but, I mean, are you able to actually talk to them? I don't know many women, good looking or not, that are going to refer to themselves or let themselves refer to as foxy lady and hot chick.
Oh, yeah, well.
I mean, you're missing
the
point
at the Playboy
here.
How many times have you been to the Playboy Playhouse?
Wait a second. What does that mean?
How many times have you been to the Playboy Playhouse?
I've never been, but I've never asked to be.
There is no such place as the Playboy Playhouse. It's Playboy Mansion for the second time.
I'm sorry, Playboy Mansion.
Chris, it's not my goal to go there. That's not the point.
But you've never been around hot-looking babes.
How do you know that?
Because you sound like you maybe you have.
I sound like what? I sound like what? You're going to give me a name, too?
No, I once had a chick with 56 triple Ds. Have you?
Does that mean I wanted to?
56 triple Ds? Good God.
Yeah,
Chris,
read it away,
listen,
man.
There's also something about being in a relationship,
you know? If
you
sleep with a chick named Bossy, it don't count. And all of that.
Don't insult this man. Listen to what he's saying.
Well, he won't tell me how many hot chicks he's been with.
How many hot chicks? I haven't been with anybody that I would call a hot chick because I wouldn't dare refer to a woman that way. Why would you?
Have you been with a woman who has large breasts?
I have been with women who I consider beautiful women.
No, I'm talking about large breasts.
First of all, Chris, that isn't any of your business.
Well, look at Chris. You're asking this man personal questions. You're saying...
No, I want to know because if he's never been around a chick who has large breasts... then he doesn't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being in Playboy, and how far out can you stretch your hand?
Buddy, listen, I don't want to insult you. That's not really what I'm trying to do here.
Can you palm a basketball?
Can I palm a basketball?
Yes, sir.
No, I can't.
Okay, dude.
But I can hit a three-point shot with ease.
No, I'm talking about palming a basketball, because that's what you need when you're with some of the large brass.
Listen, Chris.
Look, a hot chick has big boobs, long legs, long hair, and good, and not like, you know, jacked-up teeth and stuff.
Hey, listen, Chris, maybe you and I need to talk about ways in which you might be able to connect with a woman on a deeper level.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great, man. Not.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Sometimes I hear people say to me, when we're doing a personal appearance, when we're anywhere where we meet our listeners, and they say, you know, we really like it when you crack yourself up. And I don't know that I like it if we're trying to get some momentum going in a bit. But we got a couple of decent calls in that. By the way, the voice of Chris Norton was also performed by me. One guy called during this show and said, this guy's got to get his wife beater off and get out of the trailer park. That's exactly the image that I have of Chris when I first created him, because I created the image of this character when I lived in Orlando, Florida. And I used to run with guys like that. Now, I had a very good buddy, but good friend of mine down in Orlando. And we got along, and that was fine. But he, you know, when I was telling you about working in construction work, well, I had left and I'd gotten into radio, but my friend was still working in the construction business. So when we went out and had beers together on a Friday night, he'd be bringing all of his buddies from the job site. And the guys like Chris, you know, real brain dead. And so halfway through that bit, I started cracking myself up with some crap, especially some of the stuff. I'm getting looks from, and Janice is throwing these lines at me like, ooh, my gonads hit the crossbar. And I can't help but laugh, but that's just the way it's going to have to be. Do we have some way of, can we just shoot me full of some kind of a speed, a norepinephrine, an adrenaline, just to keep me from doing that? Anti-laughing gas. Now, we had an interesting call today. We have been invited to do our show at the Aspen Comedy Festival. Now, I'm saying that because I talked to some people who handle that stuff for me today. And the word was that the Aspen Comedy Festival would like us to do our show there. And when I say doing our show at the Aspen Comedy Festival, I'm not talking about doing it from a hotel room, you know, where we're just doing the radio show for our listeners and we're just saying, hi, we're at the Aspen Comedy Festival, and let's bring on Richard Lewis. We have been invited to do our show there before a large group of people in a venue, some kind of a venue there where we can have a group of people. And I know that we have a good many listeners in Denver, and I don't know how, I think Aspen's like 4 hours by car from Denver, so if you guys can make it down for that, that'll be at the end of February. Because after the success that we had doing the show at the L.A. County Museum and Radio, L.A. County Museum of Radio, at the L.A. Museum of Radio and Television, it's a lot of fun to do the show before live. I say it's a lot of fun. I mean, I throw up and I smoke a pack of cigarettes in 15 minutes. And you can ask Craig. You know, he was with me, you know, just before we did the show in Los Angeles at the museum. I was up on the roof, that kind of roof-type patio that they've got, pacing back and forth, ready to jump. I can't stand doing live shows. But people seem to enjoy it. They like to watch it. And that's why we like to, as much as we can, get out and have people watch us do the show. And the other thing that we want to do, of course, is our webcam, which I understand is, like, really expensive. But we're going to get that thing up and running. And hopefully, by not too long, in the not-too-far-distant future, you'll be able to see us do the show on the webcam. You'll be able to, you know, subscribe to the website and see all of these neat things that we've got planned for you. Planned for you. Speaking of the website, a backstage pass is only $6.95, and you get all of our archived audio, and we're adding new bits every single day. Craig just sent off like 30 hours of material to Bill. This is stuff that, for instance, I'll give an example. Today on our website, we've got a bit from Miami from 1996, The Inexplicable Olympics. Broadcast restrictions and good taste prevent a full description of what's happening during the Inexplicable Olympics, and it's on my website. And I'll tell you something else. When I did this on the air in Miami, when I was on WIOD locally, they were not happy with me. And I'm talking about even like the guys on the air weren't happy with me. And the cats on the air at that time, they were all extreme rude people. This thing, they thought they were going to get a fine for. Not that our show relies on that kind of material, but, yeah, well, maybe it does. I mean, if we're talking about Bush Pig Journal. Anyway, listen to that. And then also today's flashback, Bobby versus Norma from yesterday's show. Caller Norma talking to Bobby about that whole ugly women in Afghanistan and missionary thing. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. And, oh, and one other thing, we got a query from the Montreal Gazette. They have their Montreal Comedy Festival up there as well, and they wanted to run some questions by me. Maybe we'll get to do that, too. Well, even though we don't have any listeners in Canada, I have a producer from Canada. Does that count? Janet, it's in July. Yeah, cool. We'll go up there, and maybe we'll get a Canadian affiliate out of that. You know, my people are from Canada. My people are from Canada, and I take no end of crap for that, so I had to get something in return. Every time I tell people, hey, my folks come from Toronto, and that's great. Okay, would you like to sit near the window, sir, or do you want to have a... 1-800-449-8686. A man who allegedly posed as a firefighter to get free gifts and other charitable offerings during the or following the September 11th terrorist attacks was extradited Thursday from Pennsylvania to New York. Jerome Brandl could face up to 15 years in prison if convicted on the New York charges of possession of stolen property, grand larceny, scheming to defraud, and criminal impersonation. He was in police custody. Thursday evening, he was unavailable for comment. He was arrested October 30th in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, for driving with a stolen license. They said that he arrived in New York days after the attacks on the World Trade Center. He stayed with New York firefighters for a few days, allegedly claiming to be a volunteer firefighter from Milwaukee. Prosecutors say he was given room, board, meals, and other amenities donated for rescuers. He amassed a fortune of $15 million. He is now... I'm kidding. I'm going to tell you something. How can you blame the guy for taking a shot? It's bad. It's mean. It's wrong. It's rude. It's crude. Can you blame a guy for just, you know, just a little trying to get in there with a little one? Talk about fertile ground. Look, if you're born a scumbag, you're born and raised a scumbag, and you're always going to be a scumbag, how can you blame a guy for being a scumbag? And after that September 11th incident, people were flowing into that town, trying to give money, trying to give help, trying to do what they could do. Guy like this, he sniffs the air, man. He's smelling chicken everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I got a hard time. It's like I don't stick my hand in the water and pet a shark. You know what I'm talking about? A shark is a freaking shark, man. I'm not trying to treat that thing like my pet dachshund, if I ever do get one. And the way the kids take care of the cat, we ain't never going to get a dog. So how am I going to fault a guy? Yeah, you put the guy away. You can't fault the guy for doing what he does, which is being a dirtbag. If he made any money, all the better. I'm kidding. I would have him give it back. San Antonio, Matt, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about when you were in WOAI in Miami. Sorry, WIOD in Miami.
You're calling from WOAI San Antonio.
Yeah, you got it, from the blowtorch.
Yeah.
I thought you got along good with Neil Rogers. He's one of my favorite ever on the radio, besides you, of course.
Did I get along good with Neil Rogers? I got along good with Neil Rogers until he started complaining to me about his life.
Oh, really?
And until he started complaining about his life, and then when I would try to give him a little bit of advice about his life, then he'd turn around and tell me to butt out, and then he'd, you know, call my house, and you know, when I was in L.A., ask, and I finally just, and then he started to, you know, stab me in the back while when he was on the air down there. You know what? I got no time for people that just they want to be mollycoddled and treated like they're some big star. You know what? He's a talented guy, but I got no time for people who want to be treated like they're something better than everybody else, and they need to have life better. And anytime anybody tries to help them with a little bit of advice, they turn around and they get angry with you. Screw it. Who needs it? Who needs the? Look, I got a hard enough time taking care of myself. I got four stepkids now, okay? I don't need an extra big fat one from Miami.
I got to say, it's great, like, seeing you go from how it was down there to being out in L.A. I didn't even know you were on in San Antonio. I ran into you by accident.
There you go. What, were you down in Miami in those days?
Yeah, I was living in Miami, and, like, right when you got your show on the air.
Right.
And I was there when people would call in and go, you know, don't buy a house. And
oh, you were there for the very beginning. Yeah, the gauntlet that I had to run. And,
yeah, for the very beginning. Saw it all happen, and then you were off the air, and I didn't know what was going on. And I moved out to San Antonio and found you, and then I was out in L.A. and heard you. And I was so glad to see you go, and, like, I've seen all the differences in your show, and it's just funnier and funnier.
What's changed? What's changed since Miami?
Well, it's gotten even better, and it's like it seems like more people are into it. Like, they actually get it a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
And part of that is that we're explaining it a little bit more.
Yeah, and also, like, instead of trying to, like, expose it, they're, like, more playing along now, and I think it makes it so much better. And I got to say, I found it surprising that Mark...
We don't have nobody calls this show that... Nobody gets on the air on this show during our character bits that knows what's up.
Oh, good. Did Margaret move
he doesn't
from...
care. Yeah, she moved from Bell Harbor to Santa Monica.
Yeah, I thought she was familiar. She's one of my favorite characters, though.
You got it.
You do a great job.
All right, man. Thank you for calling. All right, pal.
You make us all laugh.
Thanks, pal.
All right, thanks.
Bye. You're bringing up bad memories. Bad memories. You know, when I lived in Miami, I lived on Hollywood Beach, and I was in a building. Actually, I loved living in Miami, but I lived on Hollywood Beach, and I lived in this building that I can't begin to tell you really how bad this building smelled. I was in this old building, and I would have to go through this downstairs apartment, you know, the apartment. On one of the floors, it smelled like diapers. Like there were just, all the apartments were loaded with loaded diapers. So when you would walk down this hallway, so I got on the air one day and I said, I live in an apartment building and it stinks like a sewer. Anybody got a, you know, a, it's like I live at the Crap Canville down there on Hollywood Beach. Has anybody got any business that fumigates buildings, you know? And I actually got some guy to call and was offering to de-stink the building. And instead, the guy threatened, the landlord threatened to throw me out for exposing his building as a stink pile. You're a guy on the radio today? Well, yeah. Talk about my building that smells like a stink can. Well, it does, dude. Downstairs smells like a freaking diaper hamper. How the hell are you smoking? What am I smoking? So that was the end of that. All right, 1-800-44. So I had to move. 1-800-44. And you know what? As soon as I moved, started smelling better down there. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Or maybe that's just when my show was off the air.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, and you can get your backstage pass. And if you're hearing things that you like and you want to know, you know, do we sell tapes? We don't, but you can get a subscription to our website. And when you do that, you get a backstage pass, which means you can hear an archived material up to 30 days. You also hear all of the great archived bits. I was getting into talking about that and got sidetracked. We have a bit from our Miami days on there. We got Bobby versus Norma from yesterday. All kinds of stuff. Okay, so that's philhendryshow.com. Visit us. Mike, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Mike.
I just had a question for you. I've actually been listening for just over a year now, and I was wondering what's the most characters that you've ever had on at once?
Like two or three. Four. I think I had four at one time.
Okay. Are you ever gonna do that many?
Sure, I'll do it tomorrow if you want.
I'll make sure I listen.
All right.
All righty. Thanks,
okay.
Phil.
Bye bye. I'm going to my kid's football game tomorrow. I won't be here. No, I'm kidding. I'll do four tomorrow. Yeah, we had four. What show was that we were doing? I was doing a bit with Bobby and Steve, and then I remember I did. There's two characters we do where they have somebody in the background bugging them. One of them is Larry Grover with his mother that he lives with, and then Bobby has her husband, and crap like that. Here's Keith on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm rather intrigued. I don't understand this character thing.
And let me ask you a question. Where'd you get that phony British accent?
I don't understand. Oh, the phony one, right.
Yeah.
I think it's Fuller Park in Long Island here.
Fuller Park, you got it in Long Island?
Yeah, it's a fake one, right?
Right. Okay, so anyway, so what was your question?
Oh, my question was, what is it that you do? I don't really listen. I just called to entertain myself.
Oh, okay. Well, you should try to listen. Here is Scott on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, man.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Were you buying that guy's accent? Were you buying that guy's? Yes, I'm calling from Long Island, and I was wondering. Yes, go ahead, Scott.
I just wanted to call and tell you I listen to your show every night while I'm traveling, and I really love it.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. You're very nice. Okay,
thank
man,
you.
Thanks. Oh, I guess that's all for the calls. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Vicky. Maybe she's going to tell me how much she loves me. Vicky?
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just letting you know that I have a son playing in Division I championship of the CCS up here in Central California.
The what is it? CCF? It's the CIF.
No, it's the Central Coast section.
Oh, I didn't know they had a Central Coast section. I thought
they
just had...
The other, Yeah, I heard you the other day. You said there was only northern and southern.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, thank you for slapping some sense into my dumb head. I thought it was a southern section and northern section.
No, we have the Central Coast section.
And he's in the Division One.
Division One, yeah.
That's the best that it gets.
That's the best that it gets, and we're the reigning champions.
Now,
what's
the school?
Palma High School.
What is it, hon?
Palma High School.
What city?
Salinas, California.
Out of sight.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Hey,
congratulations.
You
yeah,
too.
It's kind of cool. I don't know. You know, before I got teenagers, I didn't know from high school football. I mean, I played like a year when I was over at Arcadia. I sat on the bench. I sucked. And now I'm getting into the whole culture. And, of course, you know, everybody talks about Texas high school football.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty intense out here.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
like you talk to some of these coaches. They want to, like, shoot half the parents.
Yeah.
Which might not be a bad idea. But now our guys are in, we're in a small school. We're like in a Division 13.
Well, we're actually a Division 4 school, but we've...
moved up.
We moved up in the world, yeah, because we're so good. And we're supposed to play, in 2 years, we get to play the number one team from the state, De La Salle.
De La Salle is up in Concord, yeah.
Right.
They're very good. They just played Long Beach Poly. Boy, is this conversation just sailing over the heads of anybody that doesn't live out on the West Coast. But, I mean, it's kind of cool. It's a cool culture. So we're going to go out tomorrow night and have a blast.
Yeah, hopefully so are we. Hopefully last week we got rained on, but we still won.
Well, hey, it's been raining here for the last day, and we're worried that maybe we'll get rain tomorrow night. And it's been cold. But you know what? That's football. That's awesome.
That's right, especially when you're playing it this long in the season.
Yeah, and our guy was saying, man, I hope it doesn't rain. Why? Well, because it's tough, because our son plays center. Well, because it's tough to snap the ball. Well, you know, that's why they got towels. And besides, you guys are out there for our entertainment. We want to see you slopping around like pigs. So
that's
get out
right.
There. Yeah.
That's right. But we're playing on artificial turf tomorrow.
Cool.
So
oh, that's course. Cool. Oh, like, oh, awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
There's nothing like a hunk of sod shoved in your face mask, you know. Last week at the ball, we went up to the game, and the field was in horrible shape, and I was having a blast watching these guys falling on their ass. And then after the game, he's all, man, that field sucked. Guys are all bugged. I'm saying, yeah, but it was cool for me. I paid my money to get in and watch the game. You got in for free.
I had to play.
Well, still, you got in for free. Wendy, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
I just had some advice for you. If you get the giggles like you did.
Oh, yeah.
When I do that and it's in an inappropriate situation, I want it to stop. I picture my parents.
You picture your parents.
Doing it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It stops it right in its tracks.
You do have to get a... And when do you get the giggles? Don't even tell me.
Actually,
I don't want to know. But, yeah, there is... What do you do, Craig, when you start laughing, man? You can't... Yeah, well, just anywhere, man. You gotta think of like concentration camps or something. You've gotta really go somewhere to get your head out of there, because what it does for me is it blows the whole what I'm trying to do on the air. You know. Anyway, Wendy, thank you.
Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
I don't think they're gonna let you smoke in Aspen.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know. You've been on stage?
Yeah.
Or anywhere in the town?
Yeah, I think anywhere in the town.
Oh, great. Well, watch me get arrested for that.
Okay.
Okay, Wendy.
Thank
See you,
you
later. Bye-bye. Craig's not going now. Okay. Oh, I don't care, man. By then, I'll have quit again. 1-800... I got the giggles. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.